هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا، الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. طاسين. تلك آيات القرآن وكتاب مبين، هدى وبشرى للمؤمنين الذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة وهم بالآخرة هم يوقنون. إن الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة زينا لهم أعمالهم فهم يعمهون. أولئك الذين لهم سوء العذاب وهم في الآخرة هم الأخسرون. وإنك لتلقى القرآن من لدن حكيم عليم. إذ قال موسى لأهله إني آنست نارا سآتيكم منها بخبر أو آتيكم بشهاب قبس لعلكم تصطلون. فلما جاءها نودي أن بورك من في النار ومن حولها وسبحان الله رب العالمين. يا موسى إنه أنا الله العزيز الحكيم. وألق عصاك، فلما رآها تهتز كأنها جان ولا مدبرا ولم يعقب. يا موسى لا تخف إني لا يخاف لدي المرسلون. إلا من ظلم ثم بدل حسنا بعد سوء فإني غفور رحيم. وأدخل يدك في جيبك تخرج بيضاء من غير سوء في تسع آيات إلى فرعون وقومه إنهم كانوا قوما فاسقين. فلما جاءتهم آياتنا مبصرة قالوا هذا سحر مبين. وجحدوا بها واستيقنتها أنفسهم ظلما وعلوا فانظر كيف كان عاقبة المفسدين.
We're starting Surah An-Naml today, which is the surah entitled The Ant. An-Naml means the ant, and it refers to an ant which spoke up during the reign of Suleiman alayhi salatu wasalam, which will be mentioned in future lessons. This surah, it actually comprises of two things. First of all, it's a Makki surah, and the Makki surahs, the general trend in Makki surahs is talking about the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and reminding the people to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and talking about the hereafter. Okay, so this is one thing that will be mentioned, and particularly in the beginning ayat, the emphasis will be placed upon people having yaqeen in the hereafter. That without yaqeen in the hereafter, without conviction in the hereafter, a person, he doesn't feel that there will be any kind of accountability. And when there is no accountability in any position, in any person's job, for example, he becomes careless. So when a person keeps the hereafter in front of him, he keeps accountability in front of him, he will feel that he has to become a better person and he has to try to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first subject which is discussed for approximately the first 50 ayat. And then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then goes into talking about the greatness of Allah by pondering into the universe. Now in the first section, there are three main people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about. The first is Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and the fact that he was sent to Fir'aun. And now we look at Fir'aun, Pharaoh, and how big a kingdom he had, to a point that he used to claim that he is God himself, and he used to tell people to worship him. So we have a case of a person who, because of his position, because of the fact that he's a king, because of his riches, he has arrogance, and because of that arrogance, he doesn't want to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't want to worship Allah, and he doesn't listen to what Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is telling him. So that's one story that is mentioned. After that is the story of Suleiman alayhi salatu wasalam. And Suleiman, we know that he had a kingdom that nobody else has had before and nobody else will ever have after him again. This was the kingdom of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, but he didn't let his kingdom make him arrogant from the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him, it did not make him budge from the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He fulfilled the commands while having the huge riches, the riches that nobody else will ever have, nobody else has ever had in the past, but despite that he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third story will be the story of the Queen of Saba, or the Queen of Sheba. And she was a mushrika. She was worshipping other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this was not because of her own arrogance, but because she was brought up in an environment, in a society where this was the common practice. But when she was guided by Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, she also got hidayah. And again, she did not let her arrogance, she did not let her kingdom, the fact that she was a queen, she did not stop that from making her into a better person and being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the main three stories that will be mentioned in the coming lessons. So today will be just a beginning of the surah, and various subjects will be discussed, including how Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he was given the prophethood by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the surah starts off by saying Taseen. And Taseen is from the Huruf al-Muqatta'at, and according to some scholars, Taseen is one of the names of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Huruf al-Muqatta'at are those letters that are from the Mutashabihat, meaning that nobody knows the meaning of them except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So there are some scholars who've tried to interpret them, but ultimately our belief should be that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows the true meaning of these huruful muqatta'at. The word muqatta'ah means the ones that are disjointed or cut up in between. So when we pronounce them, we say ta, seen, alif, lam, mim. Okay, so disjointed and not put together in the form of a word. That's why they're called huruf al-muqatta'at. So Taseen is either one of those huruf al-muqatta'at, or it's one of the names of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Tilka ayatul Qur'ani wa kitabi mubin. These are the ayat, these are the verses of the Qur'an and an open book, or a clear book. So the Qur'an is mentioned specifically, and the quality of the Qur'an is mentioned, a clear book. And here there are certain things that we need to keep in mind here. In terms of balagha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the indefinite article, which is known in Arabic as nakira, to describe the book, kitabim mubin. It is indefinite. Definite is, for example, you say the book, but indefinite is a book. Okay, so in Arabic, sometimes the tankir or the nakira, the indefinite article, indicates what is known as tafkhim, which means a greatness of something. So a great, grand book, which is very, very clear. These are the verses of that great, grand book. Hudan wa bushra lil mu'minin. It is a guidance and a good news for the people of Iman. And here the wording is hudan, which is a mastar. Mastar, it is the actual verb. It is a verb. So it is a guidance and it is a good news for the people of Iman. And again, in Arabic, sometimes the mastar is used to denote a completeness in something, or achievement in a way which is very, very, it's a complete form. That, for example, if you say about a person, Zaydun Judun, Zayd is generosity. Okay, he is so generous that he is the embodiment of generosity. That's basically the best way to explain it. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, guidance and good news for the people of Iman, and that is what is used here, the mastar is used, that it is the embodiment of guidance. It is the embodiment of good news for the people of Iman. This is the Quran that is being referred to. Who are the mu'mineen then? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in the next verse.
أَلَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ.
They are the ones who establish the salat. And we've talked many times before about what establishment of salat means. It is not just to pray it, but to perfect it. And to pray it with khushu' and khudu', with concentration, according to the sunnah of our beloved Prophet ﷺ, and doing it on time. All of these words denote the establishment of salat. Okay, that is iqamatu salat. But if it was just praying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have just used the word alladhina yusallun. But Allah says alladhina yuqimuna salat, the ones that establish the salat, wa yu'tuna zakat, and they give the zakat, wa hum bil akhirati hum yuqinun, and they in the hereafter they have complete conviction. And the, again, there is so much stress in this part of the sentence here. First of all, it is supposed to be وَهُمْ يُوقِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. وَهُمْ يُوقِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. But the word بِالْآخِرَةِ has been brought forward. And تَقْدِيمُ شَيْءٍ حَقُّهُ التَّأْخِيرُ يُفِيدُ الْحَصْرُ. This is an Arabic or a rule of tafsir, that whenever you bring something forward that should be at the end, it denotes a stress upon that thing. It denotes strength. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ at the beginning, so that means only in the hereafter they have full conviction. And the word هُمْ is used twice. It should be, again, وَهُمْ يُوقِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ, one time. But وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ, again, stressing again and again. Two different sentences basically it makes. So they have, in the akhirah, they have a firm conviction. So it shows the conviction that people have, and it shows a lot of strength in that conviction. That is that when people have such a conviction in the hereafter, then those people will not fall astray. They will be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will not become lazy when it comes to doing the deeds that they're supposed to be doing. And the next verse gives the complete opposite view. And as I mentioned before, the conviction of the hereafter is very, very important. Okay, so here Allah says, the opposite of those people are who? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. Indeed, those people that don't have iman in the hereafter, زَيَّنَّا لَهُمْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. We have beautified for them their deeds. Meaning, they think that they're doing good. They think that they're doing good. فَهُمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. And they are wandering around astray. The word يَعْمَهُونَ, It means they are in tahayyur or taraddud, confused. Okay? And if you really look at people who do not have Islam, they do not have the beauty of Islam. They wander around thinking maybe this is the correct way, maybe this is the correct way, but there is no focus in their life. Even those people that are generally good in terms of their actions, they try to be good people, they try to be honest, they try to be upright, they try to be positive contributing members to society, but still there is no focus in their life. It is what we call scatterbrained activity that people have. So Allah says about those people that have no conviction in the hereafter, they are wandering around in this confusion. They are not confused. But then that same person who becomes a Muslim, then he will have focus in his life. He will have found the true path. He will have found a guidance through the Quran and the Sunnah, the deen, a religion which is crystal clear, and it shows the way for a person how he should lead his life from the time he wakes up in the morning to the time he goes to sleep and every day of his life. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَهُمْ سُوءُ الْعَذَابِ. They are those people, for them is the worst punishment. And again, what that punishment is in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept it, ambiguous. There is no clarity in what that punishment could be. So it could come in any form. So that ambiguity, again, it indicates something that a person should be scared of. Anything could happen. An earthquake could come. And a volcano could come. Lightning could strike. Tornado could come. Hurricane could come. Anything could happen to me at any time if I'm disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَهُمْ سُوءُ الْعَذَابِ. For those people, for them there is, again, there is the stress here again, for them is the worst of punishments. وَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ هُمُ الْأَخْسَرُونَ. And they, in the hereafter, they will be at the worst loss. Again, strength is denoted in the statement here. وَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ هُمُ الْأَخْسَرُونَ. And they, in the hereafter, they will be at the worst loss. And the word أخسر, it is superlative. اسم التفضيل. اسم التفضيل means that denoting, again, the, you know, the highest point. And here the word is أخسر, meaning the people at the worst loss. Like we say, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, greater than everything else. Greater than everything else. So أخسر, worst loss, worse than anybody else. هُمُ الْأَخْسَرُونَ. And finally, the word, this ayah addresses the Prophet ﷺ. وَإِنَّكَ لَتُلَقَّ الْقُرْآنَ مِنْ لَدُنْ حَكِيمٍ عَلِيمٍ. O Prophet of Allah, you have received the Qur'an, you have been given the Qur'an. It is not just a book that just appeared out of nowhere, but it is from Hakim, it is from the wise. Alim, it is from the all-knowing. It is not just something that you made up. These words, these ayat, are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, people should take that as the direct word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and an address to the humanity. Now after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in Surah Al-Qasas is explained in more detail of how he left the clutches of Fir'aun. He escaped after he killed one of the people of Fir'aun, the Qibti people. And when he fled, he found refuge with Shu'aib. He married Shu'aib's daughter, and then he, after a few years of staying with Shu'aib, he decided to come back. Now when he's coming back, this is where the story starts here. But all the rest of the story, it's mentioned in detail in Surah Al-Qasas, which is a story, which is a tafsir that I've already done before in the past. So when he's coming back from Madian, it is said, إِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِأَهْلِهِ إِنِّي آنَسْتُ نَارًا. So they're wandering in the dark desert, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he sees a fire in the distance. He says, when Musa said to his family, I am sensing a fire, I am seeing or I am sensing a fire, سَآتِيكُم مِّنْهَا بِخَبَرٍ. He basically tells his family, wait here, سَآتِيكُم مِّنْهَا بِخَبَرٍ. I'm going to bring news, I'm going to find my way, I'm going to find research, and I'm going to bring you the news. أَوْ آتِيكُم بِشِهَابٍ قَبَسٍ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَسْتَلُونَ. Or I'll bring you some fire, I'll bring you like some embers so that we can start a fire so that you can heat yourself. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهَا نُودِيَ أَنْ بُورِكَ مَنْ فِي النَّارِ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا. And when he came to this fire, a voice called out that بُورِكَ مَنْ فِي النَّارِ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا. Whatever is in the fire and whatever is around it has been given barakah. Okay, so this took place in the Mubarak land, the lands of Palestine, where Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was given this prophethood. Wa subhanallahi rabbil alameen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is pure, who is the Lord of the worlds. So a voice came out and basically told him that he's going to be the Prophet of Allah. And that is mentioned in detail in Surah Taha, at the beginning of Surah Taha, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives him the prophethood and He tells him that he's got a responsibility. And at that point he complains. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says, no, I have a stutter in my tongue and I cannot go. So make Harun my partner and we'll go together. So that is mentioned at the beginning of Surah Taha. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks in brief about the same episode, but with different wordings. So after that, Allah says, Ya Musa, innahu anallahu al-azizul hakim. O Musa, I am Allah who is al-aziz al-hakim, the almighty and the wise. Wa alqiya saak, throw down your asa, throw down your staff, your stick. And in other surahs, it is mentioned, فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَى, it became a serpent, it became a huge snake. But here it doesn't mention that. It doesn't mention what it turned into. Here it says, فَلَمَّا رَآهَا, when he saw it, تَهْتَزُّ كَأَنَّهَا جَانٌ, it was shaking as if it was a jinn. كَأَنَّهَا جَانٌ وَلَّا مُدْبِرًا وَلَمْ يُعَقِبْ. Musa a.s. turned his back and he never turned around. He started running away after seeing that his stick has turned into a snake. So here it doesn't mention what the snake, what it turned into. So again, the ambiguity, it creates more suspense in a person that what happened to that stick when Musa a.s. threw it down. Did it turn into, you know, fire? Did it turn into something scary? It just says here, it was as if it was a jinn. Okay? So it wasn't actually a jinn. It turned into a serpent, a snake, with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he saw this, وَلَّا مُدْبِرًا وَلَمْ يُعَقِبْ, he turned his back and he never returned. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, يَا مُوسَى لَا تَخَفْ, O Musa, do not be afraid. Inni la yakhafu ladayya al-mursaloon. The mursaleen, the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, they do not become afraid next to me. Illa man zalama, except for those who do dhulm. Now, except for those who do dhulm, this is istithna. This is istithna munqati'. That means that illa man zalam, it's not the prophets that are being talked about here. It's been general people are being talked about, that those people that do dhulm, that do wrong, they would be afraid of appearing in front of me. Okay? If we commit sins, then we'd be afraid to be presented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we don't do any sin, then we would meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment with confidence. Okay, so illa man zalam, yes, those people who do dhulm, they would be afraid. But you're a prophet, you are my messenger, you have nothing to be afraid of. إِلَّا مَنْ ظَلَمَ ثُمَّ بَدَّلَ حُسْنًا بَعْدَ سُوءٍ فَإِنِّي غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Then those people who do dhulm and then they change into good after doing bad, فَإِنِّي غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, then I am غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, I am forgiving and I am merciful. So after a person, he does bad and then he turns it into good, then and he asks Allah and he repents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be forgiving to him. So this was one miracle that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was given, this staff, this stick that turned into a snake. The second miracle is mentioned in the next verse. وَأَدْخِلْ يَدَكَ فِي جَيْبِكَ تَخْرُجْ بَيْضَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ سُوءٍ. Put your hand inside your jayb. The jayb, it is basically, in modern Arabic, it refers to pocket, okay? But in traditional Arabic, jayb, it refers to this area here where the buttons meet, what in Urdu we call gareban, okay? So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was instructed, put your hand inside your jayb, inside your gareban, inside your shirt, and then take it out, and it will come out shining. And that shining and that whiteness will be min ghayri su. It will not be because of any illness that happens to you. Now, some people, they have a skin disorder that makes them have white skin. So this shining or the whiteness is not going to be because of any disorder, but it's going to be one of the miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fi tis'i ayatin ila fir'auna wa qawmi. It is from 9 ayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to Fir'aun and his people. And those 9 signs are mentioned in another surah of the Quran. It is in, I believe, Surah Al-A'raf, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions those 9 things that came down in various forms, the majority of them forms of punishment that came down to the people of Fir'aun. So 9 signs came to Fir'aun and his people, and these were 2 of the 9 signs. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمًا فَاسِقِينَ. Indeed, those people, they were a people who were fasiqeen, who were wrongdoers. They were indeed wrongdoers. Of course, they disobeyed the Prophet ﷺ, and they claimed that Fir'aun was the one that had to be worshipped. So obviously they were doing wrong. فَلَمَّا جَاءَتْهُمْ آيَاتُنَا مُبْصِرَةً قَالُوا هَذَا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. When our ayat, when our signs came to them, and they were very mubsira. Mubsira means they were very clear to the eye. They could be seen that they are miracles and not just illusions. Instead of believing in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they turned around and said, هَذَا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. This is open magic. And to try to compete with that magic, they had all the magicians brought. And again, in other verses, other surahs, Surah Taha, Surah Al-A'raf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about how the competition took place between Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and the magicians. All of the most powerful magicians were brought forward in front of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam on a specific day, and they were told to do their magic, and they started doing the illusions of snakes and things of that nature. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then threw his stick down, and his snake, it started eating all of those illusions that the magicians had made. And those very magicians who had come to fight with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and tried to compete with him, they actually became Muslim. Straight there, right there and then, realizing that what was happening in front of their eyes was not an illusion, it was not magic. Okay, so this is, but the people of Fir'aun, they said, هَذَا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. This is an open magic, and they denounced and rejected Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ ظُلْمًا وَعُلُوًا. And they denied it. They denied the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they had yaqeen. Their nafs had yaqeen. They had full conviction about themselves that they were right. And how did that happen? Dhulman wa uluwa. Because they were doing dhulm, meaning they were wrongdoers. And uluwa, because of their arrogance. Because of their arrogance, this is why they did not get hidayah. They did not become guided. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then finally says, فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. What happened to them? Look, what happened? What was the ultimate end of the people who did this fasad, who did this wrong, who did this corruption? We know it's not mentioned in this surah. Again, the ambiguity, if a person hears this surah for the first time, or he's never heard of the story of Fir'aun and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, if you know that ambiguity, it puts a level of suspense there. فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Look, what was the outcome? What happened at the end to the people who did this corruption and did this wrong? And it doesn't mention what actually happened to them. But obviously, if a person knows the story, he knows that Fir'aun and his followers were killed while they were pursuing Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and the tribes of Israel. So with this, we finish today's lesson. In the beginning of next week's lesson, we're going to hear the story of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam and the ant. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said in it. جنود الفداء أعدوا الكتائب ليوم النداء أعيدوا للحق صرحه ودكوا معاقل جند العدا ودكوا معاقل جند العدا فنحن جنود لنا غاية إلى الله قمنا لنشر الهدى وإنا على الحق